lá, boa noite.
There was foundation for Dwarka Lila from Vrindavan Lila. Vrindavan Lila went underground. After Krishna left Vrindavan, just to Gopindranandana, Vrindavanam parityajya sarvachinnaiva gacchati. It is also mentioned in Purana that Krishna does not just to Gopindranandana, who is considered to be the son of the Gopa, that is of Nanda. He never leaves Vrindavan. He is always there, the Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is always in Vrindavan. He cannot live separated from Vrindavan and the group of his party. So, when, as from Mathura, Vasudev Nandan, Devaki Nandan was taken by Vasudev to the house of Nanda in Vrindavan. So, that Devaki Nandan really left Vrindavan. And Nandanandan, with whom the Vasudev Nandan was mingled, he gone underground. That is, took his position in the transcendental world. Jo Vrindavan is the supreme most position of the transcendental world, still he came down from that position to some impassible plane. And the Vrindavan people, they felt their separation, pangs of separation. And Devaki Nandan, who is Vilasamurti, Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Prakash, Prabhava Vilas of Swayam Bhagavan, really he came to Mathura. Devaki Nandan came to Mathura as he went, carried by Vasudev, when he was born in such a way in the prison house. That Vasudev Nandan came back. Then Rupa Goswami wrote two books, one Vidagdha Madhav, another Lalita Madhav. Vidagdha Madhav is in Vrindavan. Very clever, Madhav very clever. And Lalita Madhav, Madhav submissive, playful. Lalita Madhav went to Mathura and in Dwarka. And he feels that though externally we find Radharani, so then this Chandra body and also the friend circle, but they were inconceivably transformed into different form. Radharani went to Dwarka in posing of Rukmini Devi. She came from the connection of the sun, and anyhow through the sun she managed to represent herself as But in other words, he means to say that as Vasudev Nandan, his supreme position is as Nanda Nandan. So, the Rukmini and the Satyabhama, the Mahishi, they must have their original Swayam Rupa there in representation in Radharani and the Lodita, Chandavali, etc. That was his feeling, that they are not independent. Their original conception is in Radharani, and when they come in the lawful relation with Krishna in Madhura Rasa, they take such form, their angsha, their part, the fullness in Sri Radhika, and the partial representation in all these Mahishi. Radhika and the other gopis, they are represented there partially in Dwaraka, etc. So it is peculiar to think that Pradhana Mahishi, that the principal queen was Rukmini, how she could come from Chandravali, and rather of secondary position Satyabhama, she represents Sri Radhika, who is of the highest type here in Vrindavan, in Madhura Rasa service. This is a peculiar thing, and we have to follow in this way. That sentiment, in the highest place, sentiment has got highest value. And little lower layer, the intelligence gets the better hand. So Chandravali, her special capacity was her intelligence and patience and the other general qualifications. Radharani's case was more sentimentalism, bhava pradhan, priti pradhan, bhamma bhava, etc. So in the second layer she has to got the second position, not the primary position. These things are very abstruse, difficult to understand. So Satyabhama was represented from Radharani, and her first opposition leader, Chandravali, got the first class position in a little lower strata. And Lalita, she became Jambuvati. In this way, Madhu Mangal was represented there as he is. The son, Shaka, also there represented in this way. So Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani and Rukmini, they are of the same line. And that was represented by Gadadhar Pandit in Gaur Leela. In Gaur Leela, the peculiarity is this, that the bhava, the sentiment, the mood, the emotion of Radharani was taken by Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna himself. So Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani, who was emptied, his everything is drawn from him, personality. So only a calculation, shadow-like position, the Gadadhar Pandit holds there. in Gaur Leela. And Rukmini characteristic was maintained there, so sober, considerate, patient, all these things, all these qualities remained there in him. And so he sometimes is told as the Rukmini avatar, avatar of Rukmini. But really his position was such, that of Radharani, which was drawn by Krishna, and they both combined became Mahaprabhu. That is the peculiar position he holds. He cannot, just like a shadow, he cannot leave Sri Gauranga. However, Gauranga is going, he is following from a distance. He does not know anything but Gauranga. But still, he is not seen to come forward. In the front, always in the back side, shyness. In this way, he plays his part as Galadhar. Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Radharani, they are born in Ashtami, the middle of the new moon and the full moon, both. But here, Mahaprabhu took his birth in the full moon, and Gadadhar Pandit just in new moon, no moon. New means no moon. Full moon was taken by Mahaprabhu, and the new moon or no moon was taken by Gadadhar Pandit. He is master of everything. But still here, he has given everything to his master, and he is empty. He is empty, he is playing in such a way his part. Galadhar Pandit, the highest position of sacrifice, he stands there. This is the ontological side. From the historical side, we find that he was born in a Brahmin family in this at present Murshidabad district, Bharatpur. But at that time, as many gentlemen have his house in the capital town, so Navadvip was a famous town for the Brahmins to cultivate their learning. So, they have a house in this Prachin Mayapur, but at present located there. Madhav Mishra was the name of his father, and Ratnabali Naki, mother's name. They lived here, and he was a student, a very meek and a modest student was Gadadhar Pandit, and from his childhood he was given to the devotion of Narayana, Krishna. Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Dev, Nimai Pandit, he showed his character as an aggressor, impertinent, and extraordinary genius. In this way, very frivolous, Gadadhar Pandit just the opposite. But Gadadhar Pandit had some natural inclination, submission towards Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit also had some special affection for Gadadhar. But Gadadhar Pandit, he had some could not face Nimai Pandit direct. Some sort of shyness he felt about Nimai Pandit. And when Nimai Pandit is seen, he tried to go aloof. But Nimai Pandit wants to let him go. He asked him so many questions, what he felt very in a perplexing mood, Gadadhar Pandit, in this way. But when Nimai Pandit came from Gaya, he was just a turned man, a devotee. Then Nimai Pandit met Gadadhar Goswami. Gadadhar addressing him, your life is real, a fulfillment. From the childhood you have got devotion towards Narayana, towards Krishna, but my whole life is spoiled. I passed my early days in ordinary topics, not cultivating the devotion of Narayana. Devotion of Krishna, love of Krishna, I did not know. I passed my life, whole life uselessly. But you, Gadadhar, from the very beginning, you are a pure devotee of Krishna. You are fortunate enough. I want the grace of you all, so that I may pass my future days in devotional activity. In this way. Then Gadadhar Pandit asked, taking the permission of Nimai Pandit, he took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was supposed to be Vishwan Raj, father of Radharani. Vishwan Raj, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, whom Mahaprabhu gave the name Premanidhi, not Vidyanidhi, but Premanidhi. He was a great devotee of very high order, this Pundarik Vidyanidhi, to whom Mukunda Datta took Gadadhar Pandit, and he got initiation there. Then when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Gadadhar Pandit followed him. He could not live in Navadvip without Nimai Pandit, who was Krishna Chaitanya. So much so, when he found that Nimai Pandit is permanently going to settle in Puri, he took Khetra Sannyas. Khetra Sannyas means a type of sannyas in which the sannyasi takes the vow of not leaving that particular place whole life. So Gadadhar Pandit came to know that Nimai Pandit will pass the last days of his life in Puri, Jagannath Khetra. Then he took Khetra Sannyas there. And sometimes Nimai Pandit is seen invited in his ashram where he installed Gopinathji and engaged himself in the worship of Gopinath. Nityananda Prabhu was very intimately connected with him, and whenever he went to Puri, Jagannath Khetra, he used to stay with Gadadhar Pandit. And Nityananda Prabhu used to take many presentations from Bengal, from Gurudesh to Jagannath Puri, and used to stay with Gadadhar Pandit. And one day so happened that Nityananda Prabhu taken some rice and the other some things was favorite to Mahaprabhu, and they are cooking and offering to the Gopinath, and when they would go to take food, Mahaprabhu suddenly appeared there. And they were, Nityananda has taken so many good things from Bengal, And Galadhar Pandit is he is cooking and giving the offering to Gopinath. I must have a share there. You want to deceive me? But I won't be deceived. I have come here. Now take. Give me prasadam. Nityananda's things and the Gadadhar's offering. And I must have a share there. You can't ignore. I am come. Take me. Take the prasadam. In this way. They were highly pleased. And he took prasadam there. So many things. And we are told, when Mahaprabhu disappeared, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taken this opinion that he disappeared in the ashram of Gadadhar Pandit and he became one with Gopinath, whom the Gadadhar Pandit daily worshipped. Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar Pandit to teach Srimad Bhagavatam to Srinivasa Acharya. Gadadhar Pandit used to hold by request of Mahaprabhu, used to hold Bhagavat class daily, almost. And Mahaprabhu with his followers used to hear that Bhagavatam from the lips of Gadadhar Pandit. They are specialists as reader of Bhagavatam. And he was requested by Mahaprabhu to teach Bhagavatam to Srinivasa Acharya. And anyhow, he managed to keep that order in some way or other. And by his will, Srinivasa Pandit was the highest exponent of Bhagavatam in future time. So this is what we know about Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit, who had very intimate relationship with Mahaprabhu, for which the Acharya, the Sarup Damodar, the Rup Sanatan, Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das, all of them, they could see Radharani and Rukmini both in him, in his personality. And according to that, we shall try to understand him and we shall pray to him for his special grace that we may be reckoned in the section of the intimate devotees of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. And thereby we can achieve our highest service in the group of Radha Rani, Dharuka Rukmini, and Radha Rani Vrindavan. With this aspiration, we stop here today. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jaye. Sri Radheshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jaye. Sevak Vrinda ki jaye. Sanyasi ke pyaase mein gane. Arunya Maharaj ki jaye. Aaj kyon nahi?
And Bhaktivinoda.
Bhaktivinoda ki jaye. Mahila Bhaktivinoda ki jaye. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Jai Om Shri Padmarandana Parivaraj Gacharya Vastadhari Sri Sri Mani Divine Grace.
Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Jai.
Pounchi minute holo.
Any question?
Maharaj asking any question. You.
From any quarter.
Any question from any quarter. You. Can ask. Yes.
I was wondering, where was Gadadhar Pandit born?
He's asking, where was Gadadhar Pandit born? Where did he appear? Where did Gadadhar Pandit appear?
Appeared in Bharatpur, My present it is in the district of Murshidabad. Just nearby the place of Nityananda Prabhu's birthplace, Eko Chakra, that side. Here is Eko Chakra, something like here is Bharatpur, the birthplace of Gadadhar Pandit, in the Raro Desha. That is, that was known as Raro. Radesh, that is on the southern side of Ganges and western side of Bhagirathi. And that is was called in previous time as Raro. This Bajan district, Birbhum, Bankura, Murshidabad, the half, this is considered as Radesh. From the time of Alexander, it is known like that. There was Alexander's time, it is mentioned. The Alexander was afraid to fight with the Gangheri soldiers. Ganga and Raro combined, Gangheri, Gangarari, Gangarari. So invincible batch of soldiers were here. And that was taken by Chandragupta and fought with Seleucus after Alexander. And Seleucus defeated by Chandragupta, whose capital was near Patna, just this side of Bihar, near Ganga. And Seleucus came to form a truce with Chandragupta. He gave his daughter in marriage with Chandragupta and had a truce with him. This is Raro Desha, Gangheri, Ganga and Raro. This place, the place of Jaydev, Chandidas, Kaviraj Goswami, all they come from this Raro Desha. Jaydev, Veer Sanskrit poet of Vrindavan Rasa, and the Chandidas in Bengali, representing highest sentimental verses about Vrindavan Rasa, and the Kaviraj Goswami, you all know, Chaitanya Charitamrita was given by him. And Nityananda Prabhu himself, he appeared from Raro Desha. And so many other pandits, eternal friends of Nityananda and Mahaprabhu, they took their bath in this place. So it is considered to be very holy place, this Raro Desha. And Mahaprabhu took his sannyas and wandered in a madly position, half-mad position, Vrindavan Rasa, throughout the Raro Desha, and then came to Shantipur crossing the Ganges near Kalna, went to Shantipur, Advaita Bhavan. These things are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Chaitanya Bhagavat made by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who also lived nearby, in Raro Desha, past his last days here. So what we get about Sri Chaitanya Dev, mostly from the poets of this Raro Desha. Chaitanya Mangal, there is another epic about Mahaprabhu. The poet of that, he was also in Saraki, Chandra Paranaita, Kugram. That is also in Raro Desha. Narahari Sarkar Thakur in Srikhanda, he had got much contribution in the Leela of Mahaprabhu. Any other question from any other person?
Kulangana.
What does she want to say?
Maharaj, would you kindly say something about Vietti in this temple?
She wants to know something about the deity in the temple.
Oh, this is...
Yes.
This is...
আমাদের এখানে যে রাধা কৃষ্ণ এবং মহাপ্রভু রয়েছেন,
when there was some disturbance in the mouth of our Guru Maharaj between the trustees, I left our Guru Maharaj's much connection and went to Vrindavan. But I had my aim to take my shelter for my last days here in this Kolodvipa, Aparad Bhanjan part. I went to Vrindavan and after passing the month of Kartik there, the holy month, and circumambulating every day the Govardhan Girijas, when month was finished, then I took Govardhan Shira from there, and I came to live, to pass my last days of life here. When I was coming, I had a thought in my mind that I am going to take shelter in Navadvip Dhamo for the whole life, but the real master of the land of Dham is Nityananda Prabhu. So I must go to Nityananda Prabhu to take his permission to have his grace, and then I shall go to Navadvip. So I went to Eko Chakra, the birthplace of Nityananda Prabhu, where his Srimurtis are being worshipped regularly. And there, when I fell flat before him, I got some sort of inspiration. And anyhow, from there I came here with that Govardhan Shila, and in some rented house I lived about 2 years, and some of my god brother secured this land for me, and I came here in a cottage, 42, and I used to go on with my taking holy name and the puja, the worship of the Govardhan Shila. Then gradually I felt that Mahaprabhu Srimurti should be installed here, and with the help of some of my friends and their request, I installed the Mahaprabhu Srimurti and the Govardhan Shila, and then gradually, according to the line of our Guru Maharaj, with Mahaprabhu Radha Govinda Murti should be there. So following that order, I installed also Radha Govinda Sri Murti, and Govardhan Shila was there, and Narayan Shalogram came here, Baraha, Nishinkam Baraha, Lakshmi Baraha, the Murti. very grave and very strict in Hari Bhakti Vilas. There is classification and the nature of different shalagram. How we should know what are the signs in them, and according to that what men and what is his nature. This is all described in Hari Bhakti Vilas. According to that, we can know the Narayana Shila, who is he, what is his name, and what sort of worshipping and service he wants from us, it is found there. And out of his own accord, that Lakshmi Varahadev Narayana came here. And these Srimurtis are being worshipped here according to our capacity.
Prabhupada, tini ei je Radha Govinda ebong Gauranga Mahaprabhu ei je murti pravartan kore giyechen
ekshathe. And our Guru Maharaj, he installed almost everywhere this Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda, meaning that Mahaprabhu is combined Radha Govinda. Mahaprabhu means Radha Govinda. Swarup Damodar has given us a shloka about the ontological nature of Mahaprabhu. Piyata?
Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna Pramaya Bhikate Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekat Mana Bhapi Huvipuja Deho Bhidam Gatutu Chaitanyakham Prakatamaduna Taddayam Chaitkamahattam Radha Bhava Dhrishvulitam Nami Krishna Swarupam. Who is Mahaprabhu? Swarup Damodar, just as Radharani had her most intimate friend Lalita, who knew the real heart of Radharani. So here the Lalita's avatar was Swarup Damodar. He fully knew what Mahaprabhu was, and he has given this parichaya, the acquaintance of Mahaprabhu, who is really his, the ontological side. He says, just as we can't say whether winter is first or summer is first, the rainy season is first, autumn is first, so in a cyclic order it is moving. Everyone is first and the other one is second. If I begin from winter, then the next comes summer. If we begin from summer, then afterwards comes winter. So the Leela is eternal. Krishna Mahaprabhu. In Kali Yuga he is coming as Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, and in Dwapar Yuga he is coming as Krishna. But the time is eternal factor in Nitya Leela. Here of course we have counted, we have taken that Satya Yuga is first, Teta, then third Dwapar Yuga, last Kali Yuga. Again, from after Kali Yuga comes Satya Yuga, Satya, Teta, Dwapar, Kali, cyclic order. That Kali Yuga is the beginning, then comes Satya Yuga next, then Teta, then Dwapar, Krishna. So whether Mahaprabhu is first or Krishna first, that is unquestionable. It is revolving in a cyclic order. So Swarup Damodar says, Radha Govinda, they are combined first. And we see that in Dwapar Yuga, they are different for their Leela. So sometimes combined Leela and sometimes separate Leela. In this way it is coming, passing through in a cyclic order. The who was one, combined and one, Radha Govinda. Later we found them to be separated in Vrindavan Leela. Both Vrindavan Leela and Navadvip Leela are eternal. In the highest eternal ontological quarter, we find Leela of both sides. In one compartment, in compound, there is Vrindavan, we find that they're having their pastimes amongst them, Radha Govinda separate, there. And in Gaurulila we find Radha Govinda combined, and they both of them trying to give themselves out to others, distributing themselves what was confined in their own section, own circle. Here in Gaurulila find that rosh is being distributed to others. So Audharya and Madhurya, the two specific characteristics of two Lila and two Avatari, both of them are Avatari, the source of all Avatar, the highest conception of the ontological aspect, the Absolute, but two phases. One is they are testing their own sweetness in their own Lila. And in another place, they are all trying to distribute it to the other fallen souls, the two types, of the same rasa and of the same degree. This is the difference. And so our Guru Maharaj wanted to show in his form of installation of the deities that the highest order of worship is here, that Mahaprabhu combined, who is giving the Rasa to and the Radha Govinda with their paraphernalia, what they are tasting within their own circle, that highest order of sweetness is being distributed by Mahaprabhu himself in his this figure. So they are of the same level there, and the same dignity and the same highest position, to show, to represent this to the worldly intellect and devotion. Guru Maharaj has taken this method in the worship in Archon as a favorable to his preaching about Radha Govinda Vrindavan. And my Guru Maharaj, he installed his vigraha in Chaitanya Math. There he named Guru Gauranga Gandharva Giridhari. And here I have given the name by remembering his holy feet, Guru Gauranga. Gauranga Sundar and Gandharva and Govinda Sundar. Because Govinda ji has got a special characteristic in our Sampradaya, which was worshipped by, installed by Rupa Goswami. In Govinda ji's pranam we find, Dibbat Vrindaranya Kalpa Dramadha Srimat Ratna Garu Singha Samastho Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devu Prishthadi Vishabhamanam Sarami. We find in Vrindavan Krishna has been installed in three phases. Radha Madan Mohan, the Sambandha Gyan, with whom we are ultimately connected in our final liberated position. Radha Madan Mohan alone. No friend of Krishna, no friend of Radharani.